In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Democratic Congresswoman Deanna DeGette's bill to fund Down syndrome research is headed to the House floor. It was part of a number of bills that passed in a congressional committee yesterday. DeGette says the research helps us learn about Down syndrome and many co-occurring conditions.
It puts science and inclusion in front of politics, and it benefits everybody living with Down syndrome and their families.
She notes that much of that research is happening in Colorado. The bill passed out of the Energy and Commerce Committee on a unanimous vote. One of Colorado's most famous 14ers, Mount Blue Sky, has reopened for the first time since 2024. The mountain road and scenic area is operated by the state. The road was closed due to severe buckling and water drainage issues. The updated area features a nature center, public restrooms, and trails through native gardens and forests. Timed reservations begin today and will be managed by Denver Mountain Parks. Also starting today, visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park will need a timed entry reservation between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to access the park. Rocky Mountain is one of the busiest national parks in the country with more than 4 million visitors a year. The system is designed to manage crowds, improve safety, and protect the park's wildlife and habitats. Visitors can still access the park before 9 a.m. or after 2 p.m. without a reservation. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Leave it tuned for Colorado Matters. That's coming up next, followed by Fresh Air Tonight at 8 o'clock.